Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty cool time of the year. This has been open for 1 year, first graduating class. Talk about it and the strides that this facility has made over the course of the year.
Yeah, we've been working very diligently over the past 2 years to launch the training center. As you know, this is the signature workforce initiative under Governor Cuomo's Buffalo Billion. We have our first graduating class today, so we're very, very excited about our graduating class along with our incoming students.
I still talk to people, just yesterday actually, I was talking about how this was the first year, and people are still, not everyone is fully aware of what this facility does. For someone who doesn't know anything about what Northland does, can you just talk about it?
Yes, Northland is an extension campus for SUNY Erie and Alfred State. We provide training and education, SUNY certificates and degrees right here on the east side of Buffalo. We have four different programs, three offered by SUNY Alfred State, one by SUNY Erie, and they're all preparing individuals for exciting careers in advanced manufacturing and energy. And we know, based off of labor market information, we have a huge talent shortage of qualified candidates to fill these positions. Some of our business partners, they communicate to us that they have upwards to 3,000 job openings right now that they can't fill. Positions like welders, CNC machinists, mechatronics technicians, industrial electricians. So at Northland, we're prepared to fill that pipeline and prepare local residents for these exciting careers.
There has been talk of not a shift per se, but the need for high-skilled labor in the sense that you don't necessarily need a bachelor's or a master's degree. Talk about this as an avenue for students who, or you know, prospective students who maybe think that a traditional four-year kind of setting isn't really up their alley.
We're excited because we are projected to need to fill over the next 10 years 20,000 job openings in technical careers. And with 20,000 job openings that pay family sustainable wages, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year entry level, but $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year once you get some experience, this is a huge opportunity to support local residents and to support our local companies in the economy. But students have to have those 21st century skills in order to acquire those positions. So we're looking for highly skilled technicians to fill these positions, and they're great opportunities to have a great career.
So this is the first graduating class. Obviously, or at least I'd imagine there'd be some growing pains or some things that you're trying to figure out along the way to kind of tweak, fine-tune the programs. Can you talk about some of the things that you guys are learning or maybe installing for the next batch of students coming in?
Definitely. We've been able to take a look at our curriculum, the sequence in our curriculum. We don't want to overload students, so we wanted to have a balancing act in terms of the number of classes that students will take so that we can increase the number of students who are actually enrolling in the program and completing the program. The average completion rate for community colleges across the country is about 30%. Our goal is 80%. So some of the key things that we've learned, we have to support students with what we're calling a student support team. They're provided a coordinator who helps them with applications and financial aid, which can be a huge barrier, as well as career coaching that helps mitigate any barriers to employment that they may have. And we even connect our students with a placement specialist who will be responsible for placing them in a job. So we're not just telling people to come to Northland to get an education. You get an education and you get connected to a job that pays family sustainable wages.
Talk about the next class coming in. How's that process working out? Are classes filled? Where do people go if they are interested in these programs? Just talk about that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're very excited about the incoming class. We have 120 new students who will be starting their training this September, and the classes are filling up. This semester is already full, and we are already halfway full for the next semester, which starts in the spring of 2020, which is January. So if individuals are interested in learning more about Northland, they have to attend a pre-enrollment session. We offer pre-enrollment sessions every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and every Thursday at 4 o'clock. Also, they can go to our website to get further detailed information.
All right, and just to clarify, you said that this fall semester is filled, and but there are still spots filling rapidly, but there are still spots for the spring semester, which would be 2020.
Yes, so the fall semester is full. We have 120 students, new students. We have 100 students returning. So that'll give us 220 students this fall. And in January, we're going to add an additional 60 to 80 students. And those spots are filling up fast. So individuals really need to start now if they're interested in pursuing these types of opportunities.
That has to be pretty encouraging to see how quickly these spots are filling up after just 1 year of doing this.
It is encouraging. It just speaks to the need of a training facility just like this on Buffalo's east side. So now we have a training center within the city limits providing technology training offered by SUNY Erie and SUNY Alfred State that leads to jobs that pays family sustainable wages. And, you know, we have to give the elected officials their credit for investing in this type of initiative. Governor Cuomo, of course, Mayor Brown, Assemblywoman Crystal People-Stokes, Senator Tim Kaine, and many others were very instrumental in getting a project like this launched off the ground.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, I would like to add that we need students, we need people interested in filling these jobs, and as long as we can continue to show the demand, I believe we'll be able to get the resources necessary to fill that demand.
Do you feel that you're getting the resources necessary to fill?
Definitely.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.